John chapter number 14, John 14 and verse number 6, says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And it's the title, if you want to look at it, is just going to be simply, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Now we have three bullets that are there that we want you to consider. When we talk about way, truth, and life, we say Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And when we talk about the way, that usually makes reference to like an access or some form of a path. Now, these are questions that we, or considerations that we want to have when we talk about the way. Personalizing it, where am I striving to go? Where am I striving to go? What is my destination? When we talk about the truth, I need someone to be honest with me. That's the consideration that you want to have when you talk about truth. You need someone to be honest with you. What are the results after I do X, Y, and Z? Whatever behavior comes after that, what are the results after I this? That's truth. That's reality. The last is life. Now, life is important only if you don't want death. If you don't want death, if death doesn't make you happy, then life is something that you need to be concerned with. This is important for the individual that enjoys life or seeing things grow and prosper. Now, that's not the case with everybody. I can't say that enough. Jesus is not for everybody. Everybody's not going to want a way out of wherever they are. Everybody's not going to want to hear truth. Everybody doesn't definitely want life. Some people love death. They love the concept of death. They love to see people in pain. They love to see people in agony. Now, if that's the case, Jesus is not for you. I feel sorry for you, but Jesus is not for you. So Jesus is speaking to people that are looking for those three words, that are looking for a way, that are looking for truth, and definitely that are looking for life. And Jesus is identifying himself as a source of that. Jesus says, I am the source of access. I am the source of truth. I am the source of life. If you ever want truth, if you ever want a way, if you ever want life, Jesus says, you have to look at me. All right? Now, the path to life. We're going to ask each one of you, get one of those scriptures that are there. There's quite a bit of them, so we should be able to spread that around a little bit. First one is going to be Matthew chapter number 7, verses number 13 through 14. Now, again, you remember when we're talking about the way and when we're talking about life, you got to consider that. Where are you going? What is your destination? Some people don't think no further than this natural life. They make no preparation for life after death. They just don't. Every time you say, well, where is it that you want to go? It's always something that they can experience in the flesh. Say, I want to go to Puerto Rico. Or I want to go to Dubai. Or I want to go to Disney World. It has nothing to do with the soul. Dead people can't go to those places. So you got to be considering, okay, what are you going to do? Where is your where are you planning to go at once you stop breathing? And what are you doing to prepare to go there? Say, well, I want to spend eternity in peace. Okay, that's beautiful. But where are you going? What are you doing now to prepare to go there? It's just like anything else. If a fella say that he want to go to Disney World or Dubai or any of those other places, you have to prepare to go there. You have to have some kind of a plan to get to that place. You just can't wake up and say, I want to go, and don't have no plan. If you do that, you're not going to go anywhere. You'll be at home the next day, and the next day, still saying the same thing, what you want to do. You have to have a plan and a way to execute that plan. So Jesus is telling us here, when he's talking about the eternal state, in Matthew chapter number 7, 13 and 14, which is what we need to consider. We need to consider this. What does it say? Enter ye in at the straight gate, right? For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth unto what?
Destruction.
Unto destruction. And many, right? Didn't I just say that? Jesus is not going to be for everybody. Some people are going to want to see things destroyed. You ever seen people that want to set fires? Because they love destruction. They love the concept of death. You ever see people that sit up and want to cut on their bodies and things of that nature? Because they say they love pain. Well, Jesus is not for you if you're like that. A fella has to say, no, I don't want that kind of a life. I don't want to experience any of that. Well, Jesus is saying, first of all, that he's giving you advice in the beginning of 7 and 13. He's telling you to do what? Enter in at the straight gate, right? Then he's telling you there's another path, though. The other path is that broad gate, that broad way, the wide way or broad gate, however it says it, that leadeth to what? To destruction. So he's letting you know there is a path that leads to destruction, and many people are going to make a choice to go down that path. That's what the scriptures say. It says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto what? To life. And only a what? A few are going to find that way unto life. Only a few, not a lot. Only a few. That's why you thank Jesus when you have a mind to follow Jesus. You say, Jesus is the life that I want. Jesus has what I'm looking for. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. I want to live. Jesus has what I am looking for. And he's telling you, if you want that, you got to go through his path. His path is the straight gate, the narrow way. That's the way that leads to life. And have it in your mind, it's not going to be a whole lot of people that choose this. Because the scripture says only are going to be a what? A few, right? Let's look at that next scripture.
Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way.
Yes.
Which leadeth unto life, and few that be that find.
All right, I already quoted that. All right, let's look at the next scripture. Luke. That's Luke chapter number 13, right? See, now, and he already told you only a few are going to enter into the straight way. That narrow straight way, Jesus says only a few are going to enter into that. And over here in Luke, he's picking up the same thought, and he's saying what? Are there few that will be saved?
Right, and he said unto them,
saved from what? Saved from the wrath of God. Saved from destruction. Saved from death. You go over, someone go over to Romans really quick. That's on another scripture just to let you to understand when you talk about just they're going to be a few that shall be saved. You go over to Romans chapter number 5 and look at around about verse number 6 or 7. Look at Romans 5 and look at verse number 6. Cause this will tie in really to what your Sunday school lesson was highlighting. That's right. And why were we without strength? Because of sin.
Right.
Sin caused us to make many, many mistakes.
Yes.
Many mistakes. Many regrets are experienced because of sin.
Right.
You know, when people say, I made this mistake, or I made that mistake, or I'm doing things that I should not do, and they say, well, if I change my environment, or if I go stay over here, I won't do that. That's not true. That's not true. You're not understanding where the problem lies at.
Right.
The problem is inside of you.
Right.
Problem is inside of your nature.
Right.
The nature that we have or we inherited from Adam
right.
is a sinful nature.
Right.
It is a nature full of sin.
Right.
A nature full of wrong.
Right.
Wrong choices, bad decisions. All of that is inside of us because of Adam's nature. So the scriptures tell us that when we try to do good, we don't got the strength.
Right.
You know, we got a mind to do it. We say, oh yeah, I want to do right. I want to stop doing this. I don't want to go over there and get involved in that no more. But yet something inside of you keep you going down that path.
Right.
That path that leads to what? Destruction. Something inside of you draws you like a magnet.
Yeah.
to that path of destruction. You say, what is it? It's the sin inside of you. The scripture done told you that the wage or the payment of sin is death. So Jesus has come to deliver us from that sinful nature. She shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Jesus will save his people from their sin. The scripture here in Romans puts it this way: when you were without strength. That word meaning without strength, meaning you had a weakness. When you had a weakness. Is that what the scripture says? And when we were without strength, what happened? In due time, just before judgment came on us. Do y'all believe that? I believe the Lord delivered all of us just before judgment came on us. It's as though the Lord saw judgment right at the next step and just snatched us back. And that's what he wants you to understand, how much he loved you. Because a lot of us were at death's door. You know, a lot of us had death staring us in the face. We could smell death's breath. It was just that close to us. But it's as though the Lord snatched us back. That's what the writer is saying. When we were without strength in due time, right? What happened? Jesus did what? He died for us.
Yes.
That's that what the scripture is saying in the Sunday school lesson,
right?
Talking about the ransom.
Right.
What paid the price for you to be free for sin? Well, what price was paid to deliver you out of the mess that you were in?
Right.
You just didn't have, you could go to 1,000 programs. You can get in 1,000 programs and it's still not going to take care of that nature. You know, you see them people, we were talking about that this morning on our way over here. You see the people go into these clinics because they're high, because they are overwhelmed with these drugs, and they sit there, they come out the clinic and get back on the stuff no sooner than they get home. And you see the evidence of them being out of control. You know, they're in a zombie state, a state of being comatose. And you should ask yourself, who would have you like that? Not Jesus. Jesus wouldn't have you in a comatose state. Not when you should be alive, breathing and moving. Who would want you to experience a pause, a stop like that? Nobody wants that from you but the devil. The devil is trying to take your life. And you let him blind you and don't even realize what he's trying to do to you. He's trying to kill you. The scripture says he's come to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy you. The Lord said, I'm come that you might have life. Jesus paid that price. He saw what sin demanded.
Right.
The wage of sin is death.
Yes.
And Jesus said, I love you so much that I don't want you to face sin's payment.
Right.
Therefore, instead of you dying, I'm going to die.
Right.
That's what he did. Jesus said, instead of you dying, I'm going to die. And you say, well, how did Jesus die? Did he just stop breathing? No. He suffered. He suffered and he bled. Why did he go through all that? To let you know just how horrible sin's price is. The ransom to pay your debt was so high, it caused Jesus to suffer, bleed, and die. To suffer ridicule, humiliation, all of that go along with the life of sin. Now, if you choose to go down that path, I'm telling you, you're not going to expect or receive nothing but humiliation, embarrassment, let down, and then destruction. And a whole lot of shame is going to come along with it. And this is the truth. If you be honest with yourself, when you did that stuff that you knew you should not do, you couldn't look righteous people in the face. But you kept looking down. You say, what you looking down for? Look at me in my face. Something inside of you knew, I can't look at you in the face because I'm wrong. I'm guilty. Jesus said, I've died on that cross to deliver you out of that guilty state, right? So why keep going down that path?
Right.
You say, oh, no, I don't want to go down that path of guilt and shame. Like Adam was. Adam and Eve, when they ate that fruit, how did they feel? Guilt and shame. Because they hid themselves. The Lord said, what you hide yourself for? Did you eat that fruit that I told you not to eat of? He said, oh, the woman gave it to me. Woman said the serpent gave birth. But it doesn't erase what you did. You did something Jesus told you not to do. And the evidence is, the evidence, when you do something Jesus tells you not to do, you're overwhelmed with guilt and shame. You realize you'll do whatever judgment come your way, right? That's the truth. I don't care how much you cry, how much you say, oh, give me another chance. I can give you 1,000 chances. You're still going to do the same thing again. Why? Because of the nature that's inside of you. So Jesus, scripture says he paid a price. He gave his life as a ransom. In other words, as a payment. So that I would not have to face sin's judgment. That's what the scripture says. When we were without strength, in due time, what happened? Christ died for us. He died for me in my ungodly, sinful state. Right? What's the scripture saying? He died for me in my ungodly, sinful state. Keep going. Scarcely. Barely will a righteous man do what? Will one die? Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But this is what I want you to understand in verse number 8 and verse number 9. Much more then, but God commended his love. Yes, that's what you find. That's what you find folks struggling with. That they say it out their mouths, I love you, I love all of you, but they're struggling with it. Why can't you really do what's coming out of your mouth? That's what that second bullet says, truth. Why can't you be truthful with me? Why can't you be honest? You know that's what I want to hear. You know that's what you should say. I love you, but how to perform that thing? That's the problem. That's the problem. How do I bring into action what I really should be doing? That's what the writer said. We got a weakness in our flesh. The scripture said that we are weak. We have no strength to fulfill what come out of our mouth. When we say, I love you, Jesus. I want to be committed to you, Jesus. How do I bring that into action? How do I actually do what I said I was going to do, right? The Lord says, but God, he commended his love. In other words, he showed us what real love is. Said, don't take me for my word. Take me for my action. That's the truth. I don't want you just to listen to what come out of my mouth. Pay attention to my action. When you look at Jesus, you see that he showed you love. He just didn't tell you he loved you. He showed you love. And the Lord said, if I did that for you, I expect you to do the same thing for me. Just don't tell me you love me. Show me that you love me, right? The man said he loved me, he will keep my word. Huh? In other words, that's why the Lord is telling you to hide that word in your heart. Why? So that you won't sin. So that you won't let your mouth and your actions be two different things. You be sitting up there talking about you love Jesus, but you're not paying attention to what you do. All the Lord sees is that you are a hypocrite. Why? Because you say one thing and do something else. Lord also call you a liar. And the truth is not in you. Why? Because you say one thing and you do something else. You need the Lord to deliver you from that lying state, right? That's the truth. Need the Lord to take that away from me. And how he do it? He did it through his love. According to that scripture, says God committed his love toward us. And that while we were yet, while we were yet in that sinful, weak state, what did he do? He died for us. In other words, he paid sin's price for us. That's why he's the only one that can say, I'm the way. He's the only one that can say, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Why? Because he's the one that paid the price. I don't care who these other religious leaders are that try to tell you this is that. You should be looking at and say, what did you do for me? Look at all of them. Look at every religious leader. Every religious leader that says that what they're saying is right, look at them in their face and say, what did you do for me? And they can't answer. I don't know who you are. Well, then therefore, I can't pay attention to what you say. I can pay attention to what Jesus says. Why? Because Jesus tells me emphatically what he did for me. What did you do for me, Jesus? Jesus said, when you were yet in your sins, I died for you, right? Why'd you do all of this, Jesus? Because I loved you, right? And Bible, Romans 5 and 8 say, God commended his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, he did what? He died for me, right? That's right. Keep reading.
That's more than.
Yes.
And
now, he didn't just die for me. He put me in a state to be declared righteous. In other words, to change my nature. He said, I don't want you to keep walking around, Stephen, with this umbrella over your head, with this guilty, shameful state over your head. He said, so I'm going to put you in a position to declare you righteous, to change your nature. How you going to do this, Jesus? I'm going to do it by the blood that I shed on Calvary's cross. Well, Jesus, I wasn't at Calvary. How can I get under that blood? You got to repent first. You got to say, Lord, I don't want to be a sinner no more. And then once you change your mind, you've got to go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, for the remission, for the removal of sin, right? That's the truth. And you need a seal. You need something to keep you fresh. To protect you. Not just from danger outside, but danger on the inside of you. I need a seal to protect me. Holy Ghost is an agent. It's a worker down inside my soul. It works on the outside just like it works on the inside. And it positions me to serve the Lord with gladness, right? Lord said, I want you to serve me with gladness. I can't do that in my sin. I need a helper inside of me, right? That's the truth. Lord wants you to be in a position to serve him with gladness. Therefore, he tell you, get in the right position first. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are what? In. Get in the right position first. Get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Get the Holy Ghost. Why? Because that puts you in the right position. That lets you say, I'm justified. Meaning, I have been declared righteous. Not by my deeds, not by my works, but because I displayed faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And because I displayed faith, the Lord allowed that blood that he shed over 2,000 years to be my payment. That blood paid my debt. I ain't worried about your debt. That blood paid my debt. Therefore, when I come before a righteous judge, he don't see me as a sinner. He sees me one that has been washed in his blood. And when he puts the gavel down, he says, debt paid, right? That's what you want Jesus to say to you. Debt paid. Not you don't want to have a balance. You want the debt to be paid. That's the truth, saints. Now you go through life trying to pay this debt on your own, you're going to end up with a balance. Why? Because you never will be able to pay enough. You will never be able to do enough to get out of your sin. Only one that can free you from that debt is Jesus. Do you want the Lord to see his blood? Why? Because he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I won't bring you into condemnation, right? Therefore, that's what Romans said. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are what? In Christ Jesus. Who that? See, position you first. And then he focuses on your behavior, your performance. Who walk not after the what? That's right. You need a helper. That's what Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 26 says. His spirit helps us with our infirmities. It helps us with our weaknesses. When you say I'm so strong, I can take it, I can make it. Romans 5 says, no, you can't. You had no strength. Romans 5 says, you had no strength. Only one that can help you get through this thing called life and all of these temptations is the power of the Holy Ghost. You need a power greater than you to keep you from all of this foolishness. You need a power greater than you to identify what the path of life is and the mind to do what? Walk on that path. It's very easy to see that Jesus could be the way, but how to actually walk on it? You need some power to do that. Oh, yes, you do. You need the Holy Ghost inside of you to walk on this path of life. If you don't, you'll be slipping and sliding. Huh? Always making pitfalls and stops along the road. And the Lord didn't tell you to make no stops, no pitfalls. He said, run this race. Huh? In other words, when you get on this path, you got to put some haste behind you. You got to put some quickness behind you. You got to realize I got a goal, I got a destination, and life is trying to keep me back. It's trying to prevent me from reaching my goal. Every saint, if you look at yourself and you be honest, it's stuff in your life that keeps on coming back over and over again. And you know it ain't Jesus. You know it's not like the Lord. Why? Because it's trying to hinder your progress. You know what the Lord's word says. His word don't change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You've got a performance issue. Rather call it performance anxiety. You don't know how to do what you're supposed to do. Only one that can help you is Jesus. Only one that can give you strength is Jesus. He is your power. He is your ability to overcome this no good thing, right? That's the truth. Bring your body up under subjection. Huh? He is your power. He's your authority over this stuff. Yeah, you're always going to get thoughts. Huh? You're always going to get ideas that are contrary. Huh? They meaning it's not like Jesus. Some folk give into it. Some folk, whatever the ideas say and go, they just go right on and do it. And they wonder why life don't add up. They wonder why they read the blessings of Jesus and they just don't be in their grasp. The Lord said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Something inside of you is counseling you, telling you it's all right to do something Jesus commands you to do. He said, I want you to love me. Love me like I love you, right? Love is sacrificial. Huh? Love is sacrificial. Lord wants you to love him just like he loved you. And when I look at the love of Jesus, I don't see no half step. I don't see no backup. I see he gave himself wholeheartedly. Huh? He gave himself willingly. He went beyond his feelings. Feelings said, I don't want to die like this. Feelings told you just how he felt. I don't want to die like this. But he said, nevertheless, this is what sin demands. Nevertheless, not my will. Do you got that inside of you? You got to pray, Lord, please. Please, Jesus, put that down inside of me where I stop living this life according to my will and let your will be done, right? That's the truth. That's the truth. Life always be trying to hinder you. Sicknesses? Yeah, age. You feel it. You don't have to deny it. You can say, yes, it is there. It is there, and I'm dealing with it. But you got to let the Lord know, Lord, I ain't got no strength. When that stuff starts boggling your mind, trying to bring your mind into captivity to the law of sin and death, that's when you need to fall on your knees and say, Jesus, I don't have no strength. I need you, Jesus, to help me, right? To help me. Help me, Jesus. Yes. Have a Roman. What did Romans 8:26 say?
It said, likewise, the Spirit.
The Spirit.
Also helps.
That's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost be helping you. Even when you ain't got the Holy Ghost, he's helping you. Even when you're tarrying for the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost is helping you. Helping you, pushing you right along the way. That devil be telling you, stop calling Jesus. You ain't got it yet. Stop calling him. You called him already for a little while. He ain't come. Devil be telling you, trying to get you to stop. Stop progress. But the Holy Ghost, step right on in. Say, keep on calling him a little bit more. Keep on running a little bit more. But I don't understand. Why am I tarrying so long? Holy Ghost be telling you, just keep on going. Don't stop. Don't pay no attention to the whispers. All them whispers are trying to do is keep you from receiving. You need to receive the Holy Ghost. Them whispers. purpose of trying to keep you from receiving what the Lord has in store for you. Come on, not for nobody else, but what he's got for you. Lord got a blessing with your name on it, right? And the blessing is the Holy Ghost. The blessing ain't money. It ain't a relationship. The blessing is the Holy Ghost. Christ in you, the hope of glory, right? That's the blessing. It says likewise the Spirit. It helps us with our infirmities. That word infirmities means weakness. That's what Romans chapter 8 was trying to say. When we were without strength, meaning we were weak. That's the truth. You knew the path. Come on, you just didn't hear about right because you came over into holiness. You knew right all along. You knew what was right. You knew the difference between right and wrong. All along. You just didn't come to find out what you should and should not be doing because you came to find Jesus. You knew that from birth. That's why your mama popped your hand. That's why they beat you on your backside. Because they say, you know better. You know I didn't teach you how to do this. You know I don't teach you how to talk like this. Where did that thing come from? That's when you should have looked back in your wisdom and said, I can't help it. I got a nature inside of me that keep on doing wrong, right? Who shall deliver me, right? Who? You love me enough to deliver me from this body of death. Paul said, I thank God through Jesus. See, Jesus is the only one that loves you enough. Loved you enough to position you and to empower you. He positions you and he empowers you. That's the truth. You ain't just stop cussing because you said it was a nice thing. Now you've been trying to stop that all along. But the Lord, some kind of way, goes into that member of your body. And he goes into that mind. And he starts working on that brain. Making that mind think. See, that devil don't want you to think. He don't want you to pay attention to what you're doing. He don't want you to think that the wage of sin is death. He wants you to think you're going to get something else you're not going to get, right? But the Lord goes in there. And he starts speaking something to you called truth. He starts saying stuff that you don't like to hear. You be saying, why you keep on picking up? Jesus say, I pick on you because I love you. I'm not going to let nothing go unnoticed. I'm not going to let nothing go unchecked. I am examining you from head to toe. Why? Because I'm trying to position you so that you can get a righteous reward, right? You gotta fight this fight. You gotta fight it. You gotta fight it. You gotta fight it. It's serious. This is serious. Your life depends on this. You wanna know how serious it is? When you stop breathing, you get a whole nother reality. You get a whole nother reality. You don't see your mama, you don't see your daddy, you don't see nobody but Jesus. And what will you say to the righteous judge that looks you through and through with eyes of fire, right? And you know you're guilty, right? What will you say?
Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't nothing you can say.
No.
But say, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. And the Lord said, you deserve it. I deserve death. I deserve it. That's why we cry mercy. That's why we cry mercy now. You can't cry mercy then. You need to learn how to cry mercy. Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. I will have mercy upon me, O God, according to your what? Your love and your kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercy. Don't let sin stay in me. I don't want to walk around stained by sin. Blot it out. Blot out all of it. Blot it all out. Don't let me put it on the back burner. Help me to keep it ever before me. Why? Because you desire truth. He don't want you to live in a lie. He desires truth, right? You need to ask the Lord, Lord, created me a clean heart. When my mind is not right, when I think things I shouldn't think, creating me a what? A clean heart. And renew a what? A right spirit. So many people have started off on this path. They say, oh yeah, what you're saying is right. What you're saying makes sense. But how to perform it? That's the issue, isn't it? How to actually do what I'm supposed to do. That's when they start backing up. You say, well, why are you backing up? You already said that this is right. You already said that this is true. If you be honest, you just got to say, I ain't got no power. I have no strength to do what the word say do, right? And then I'll point you to Jesus. What will you say? What will you do when you point me? I'll tell you, Jesus is your strength. Stop trying to live this life by yourself. Stop trying to do holiness by yourself. Let the Lord know, Lord, I need your strength. I need your power to help me perform, right? Can't put myself in the right position, and I sure can't do what I'm supposed to do unless you help me, Jesus. That's what the scripture says, his spirit. It does what it helps.
It helps
with our weaknesses.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Because we don't know why, because we got that lie inside of me. Did Adam know what to pray for? Adam knew he ate that fruit. But the lie was inside of him. The damage was already done. And when the truth spoke to him. Come on, y'all heard what I said? When the truth spoke to him. What did Adam do? He tried to conceal truth with a lie. He said, the woman, nah. Woman ain't put that food in your mouth. Woman ain't bite down. Woman ain't chew. Woman ain't digest. You did that all by your lonesome. It's time for you to fess up. Yeah. You don't know what you should pray for. As you what? As you ought to. Is it true? Y'all get like that sometimes. I do. I get like that sometimes. I try to hide from Jesus. Try not to say certain things that I need to say in my prayer life, in my repentance. I try to say little broad statements. You know, Lord, take all of his wrong stuff away from me. Lord, say, don't you think I'm going to get about like that, Stephen? What wrong stuff? Lord, all the stuff I did this morning, I shouldn't have. What did you do this morning? Lord, how I treated that person. How did you treat them? Say it for what it is. Lord, I was mean and I was nasty. I said this, I said that, and that's not like you. I rolled my eyes. I wish all of these ill wills on them. I balled up my fists. Come on, you need to be honest. You want the Lord to help you with that stuff, you better be honest. You say, Lord, that is not like you. And that's not who I want to be. I realize you see me for who I am. There is no hiding from you, Jesus. I can hide from everybody else, but I cannot hide from you. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, right? Beholding the good and the bad, right? Lord said, you don't know what you should pray for as you ought to. But the Spirit, Holy Ghost is a real spirit. Holy Ghost is a truthful spirit. Isn't that the truth? Holy Ghost is an honest spirit. Holy Ghost don't let you get by. No. Holy Ghost won't let you get by paying 80 and you know your tithe should be 80-25. Holy Ghost ain't going to let you get by. You go put that $80 in there. Lord say, no. You owe me a quarter. But Lord, I should be blessed. No, you shouldn't, because you did not do what I told you to do. Holy Ghost is an honest spirit. It calls you out. It makes you look at you. And tells you guilty. Guilty, right? Guilty. Guilty. Every day. Holy Ghost should be looking at you, calling you guilty. Every day. Should be looking at you, saying guilty. And you should be saying, Jesus, please. Please, Lord, I don't want to die guilty. I don't want to stop breathing guilty, Jesus. All this wrong, my list is too long. There's no way I can go through heaven's gate with this kind of a list. Now when you said no dog is going to be there, and my behavior say dog all day long, right? Lord said, ain't no dog getting through the gate. come on, let's go over here and see it. Go over to the book of Revelation really quick. Revelation chapter number 22. 22. And start at verse number 12. Start at verse number 12. See, I didn't even get to my lesson. That's why I print out this stuff for you, because I want you to know the thoughts. But the Lord know what we need to hear. Now, the Lord also know what you need to study. Now, you take these words and you go home and study. Say, Lord, help me to find the path of life and walk on that path. Not to say, oh, the Lord, this look great. Now, the Lord say, ain't nothing gray about me.
No.
Nothing's gray about me. I am the light. Lord say, I am the light of the world. There's nothing gray about Jesus. Now, your way may be gray. You need to ask the Lord to take me off of this gray path. Why? Because the gray path leads to death, right? Come on, what'd I say?
Behold, I come quickly.
Yeah, the Lord said, I'm coming quickly.
And my reward is with me.
Didn't the Lord catch somebody last night? Mm-hmm. You realize right now while we in here learning about Jesus, somebody the Lord done came for.
Yeah.
Right at this moment, you realize somewhere on the earth,
yep,
somewhere the Lord done came real quick. Somebody the doctor done told them, yep, doctor done told the family, well, they're doing better. Yeah. Huh? They just might pull through this thing. But then all of a sudden, quickly, the Lord has come for them. Doctors run in, say, oh, we done told the family that they were getting better. Give them this, give them that. Shock them. Resuscitate. Hurry up. We don't want to go back with no bad news. But the Lord, ain't nothing you can do about Jesus. Jesus said, when I call, you're going to answer. You getting out of here, right? Lord said, behold, I come what? Quickly. And my reward is what? Are you ready for the reward? Whatever it shall be, are you ready for it, right? Behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me. To give who? Nobody is exempt. You say, well, Elder Scott, if I just could be a billionaire, it don't matter. You could be broke. Just be saved. Don't be a rich sinner. Be a poor saved saint, right? All I got is bread and butter. Eat your bread and butter with thanksgiving. And say, Lord, if you should come for me quickly, I'm ready for my crown, right? I'm ready for my crown. Why? Because I lived a life for you, Jesus. In all of my bread and butter state, I lived a life for you. To show you, Jesus, that you were more important to me than silver and gold. Was I tempted? Yes. Every day that devil kept setting another path before me. But I said, I don't want to die. I want to live. Jesus said, if you want to live, follow me, I'm life, right? Lord said, follow me, I'm life.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm the resurrection.
Yes, he is.
In other words, I got the power to bring you back from the dead.
Jesus.
I'm the were you dead? Yes.
Jesus.
Lord said, I am the one, the resurrection.
Yes,
and the Lord brought you back from the dead.
Yes.
Yes, you think he should deserve some kind of a thank you? He brought you back from the dead, right? He said, I'm the resurrection and I'm the life, right? Nobody but Jesus did that for you. And he's trying to tell you, behold, I do what I come quickly. And my what? My reward is with. That's why I'm trying to say, don't you give up serving the Lord. Don't you give up walking down the path of truth. Don't you give up on your pursuit for life. Nobody but the devil tell you stay in the bed. Why? Because ain't nothing in the bed but death. Ain't nothing in that bed but death. Don't you get up. Rise early in the morning with a praise in your mouth, right? I don't care how bad you feel. Let the Lord know, Lord, I'm on the path of life. I ain't on no path of death. I'm on the path of life. And the path of life is a praising path. Path of life is a life of gratitude. That's true. So many people, the devil done got their mind. Devil done got their mind. And they hiding behind saints that won't be honest. You all see me go down the path I shouldn't go. Don't you come in here and bite your tongue when you say pray for me. Call me out. Elder Scott ain't living right. Pray. Say all the saints, we need to pray. Because Elder Scott ain't going down the right path. He done changed on us. He done brought us up in the truth, and he following behind a lie right now. And we don't want to follow behind a lie, Jesus. Turn them around, Lord. Oh, turn them around. Don't you come in here and say, pray for him, because I think he's not feeling well. You know ain't nothing. My body is fine. It's my mind that's messed up, right? And you need to be honest. Say, pray for his mind. Why? Because his mind is messed up. He's in a captive state. And he can't see the error of his ways. Huh? Because that's being honest, isn't it? That's the only way I'm going to get the help I need. When the prayers of the righteous go forth and say X, Y, and Z, even when it's not pretty to say X, Y. Some things you're not pretty to say, but you need to say it. Huh? Why? Because it's a problem. It's like a wall in front of you. No matter how hard you try to get past that thing, huh? You just be stuck. Huh? And it's because you won't acknowledge I got a problem in front of me. And it's stopping my forward progress. Here I am trying to walk down the path of life, and the Lord has already laid that path out for me, right? And I done made a diversion. Huh? I done made an exit. Lord, I say, ain't no exits on this path. This path is straight, and this path is narrow. Huh? Ain't no exits. You know how people say, well, take exits for some juice. But you got to go use the bathroom. Lord, there ain't no exits on this path. You got to walk it. Huh? Well, Lord, I'm tired. Just keep on walking. If you can't walk no more, crawl. Huh? Can't walk no more, crawl. But my knee, crawl on your elbows then. Drag yourself where you need to be at. Don't let that man at the pool beat you out. That man at the pool beat you out. He kept on dragging himself there. He said, everybody beat him to the punch. He said, every time the angel come down to trouble the water, I ain't got nobody to put me in there. But look at who he was talking to. He was talking to Jesus. He was trying to let the Lord know, Lord, I'm trying. I'm trying to get where I need to be at. And I'm not letting my impotent state stop me, right? My weakness is I'm not trying to be a victim, right? Yeah, that's the truth. And he could have easily stayed where he was and said, I know I'm not going to beat the ones that's running, but he kept on trying. And the Lord blessed him, didn't he? The Lord blessed him, didn't he? Who would you rather have, an angel come down and trouble your water, or God himself? I'd rather have God himself come down and touch me. Holy Ghost ain't Michael inside of you. It ain't Gabriel inside of you. It's God himself walking up and down inside of you, right? Quicker than your mortal body, right? Read a little bit more. What did I tell y'all to read? I'm sorry.
And it says here that to give every man according as his work shall
Yes.
be. I am Alpha and Omega.
Well, who is Jesus? He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Is he your Alpha and your Omega? Amen. I don't want this story to be about me. I want the Lord to know, Jesus, you were the start. And I ain't talking about June 9th, 1976. No, I'm talking about December the 18th, 1987. That's when my soul started living. Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega, right? It's a little bit more than meeting my birthday. I'm talking about the day that I came to life. Never want to forget that day. Never want to forget that hour. More important to me than anything else, right? Than the birth of my babies. I love them. Than the marriage of my wife. I love her. It's more important to me than the day I walked across the stage and they said congrats. It's more important to me than anything else. Why? Because the Lord brought me to life that day, right? He brought me to life that day. I got to know Jesus in an intimate way. I got to know him in such a way I stopped hearing about him. Stop hearing about somebody say, oh, the Lord is this, the Lord. But that, I got to know Jesus for myself, right? I had my own testimony. Did nobody else want to stand up and talk about the goodness of the Lord? Anybody? I got a testimony. The Lord has delivered me. Delivered me from what? From sin. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, right? Set my feet on a solid rock. Gave me a mind to want to walk up right before him. I can truly say there were many that started out with me Oh yeah, many. Many people walked down this path with me, but they found an exit. They found a little gateway and they left me walking all alone. And then I realized, like Paul said, after a while no man stood with me. But nevertheless, the Lord stood with me. And he did what? He strengthened me. He strengthened me when I was feeling a little down, feeling a little lonely, feeling a little, oh, woe is me. Lord said, I'll come and strengthen you. I'll lift you up, right? Make you feel a little bit better than what you should be feeling, right? That's true. You say, how should you be feeling? You thinking all that stuff, you got every reason to be feeling down. You got all that negative stuff swimming in your head, you got every reason to be feeling down in the gutter. Gutter thinking brings gutter living, right? Huh? You want to get out of it? Get rid of what they say, get rid of the stinking thinking, right?
Get rid of it.
Read a little bit more of that.
And it says, blessed are they that do his commandments.
Yeah, and that's what you want to be?
Yeah.
Because I want to show the Lord I love him.
Right.
Blessed are those that do what? Do his commandments, right?
And they may have right to the tree of life.
Yeah, what will I have?
Right to the tree of life.
Yeah. Read a little bit more.
And they enter through.
Hold up. What kind of gate? That narrow gate.
Right.
That straight gate, right. That now the Lord said you will enter into the gate, right?
Yes.
Don't you want to go in the gate?
Yes.
I don't want to go down the broad way that leads to destruction.
Right.
I want to go down the path that leads to life.
Right.
Jesus said, blessed are those that keep the word, right?
Right.
Huh?
Yes.
He will give you the tree of life.
Right.
Some Adam did not want.
Right.
Adam didn't want the tree of life.
Right.
But Stephen has made up in his mind, I want the tree of life, right? Lord says, you will do what? Enter.
Enter
through. I ain't going to climb up another kind of way. Those are trying to get in another kind of way of thieves and robbers, right? Jesus, you got to come by the door. Who is the door? Jesus, I am the door. I'm the porter. I'm the door. I'm the only one that can open up the door, right?
Right.
You got to come in through me.
Right.
Lord says he going to open up the gate to the city. What does verse 7 say?
I say you may enter through the gate
to the city.
But without our dog.
What are you?
Dog.
I don't want to be no dog.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Out there barking at folk.
Right.
Out there growling at folk. Trying to let them know you tough. Trying to let them know you ain't going back down from them. You better learn from little old Blue.
Right.
I got a little puppy called Blue. And he try to let all the big dogs know I'm here. He growl at them, back off me. These little big dogs be looking past him because they don't even see him. But he trying to, I'm here. Look, there go you. There go you, look, acting like a little Blue, trying to show somebody you tough.
Yeah.
You know you weak already, but you're trying to show somebody you tough. I ain't going to let nobody talk to me like that. Huh? Who you think you are? Put a little pep in your step. Put a little dip. You've missed a tough man, right?
Yeah.
Man, everybody know, don't you bother with him, he's mean. He's a mean man. Lord said all of the mean men. The mighty men going to find their way into the pit, right? All of them are dogs. Tell me my horoscope. Huh? I'm a Gemini day and night. Oh, yeah, Gemini. Go on with your horoscope self. Listen to the beginning of the word horror. Go on with your horror self, right? You ain't even paying attention. The horror that's in your scope, right? In your view, right? Just letting the devil set you up. You be like, I'm a Pisces. Hey! You demon. You just a demon. That's all you are. Yeah, people are trying to come to you. Say, I was reading by myself. Tell me what you are. What do you mean, what am I? I'm a human being. No. That's not what I'm talking about. When is your birthday? Why do you want to know what my birthday is? Because I want to read your sign. No, I don't believe in that. But I'm trying to tell you how the truth it is. No. Jesus is the truth. Huh? Jesus is the truth. That's what you're saying for, right? Jesus is the truth.
Right. That's right.
I don't need nobody to read my palm.
Right.
I don't need nobody to tell me some visions that they had. I don't need nobody to tell me what you dreamed about me last night. That's between you and your dreams. Huh? Well, you were on my mind last night. First thing you're going to ask me, well, what am I doing on your mind?
Right.
I ain't your husband.
That's right.
Huh? Oh, no, I wasn't saying it like that, but I was just telling you, I was thinking about you last week. You need to have your mind on Jesus. I'm not Jesus, so you don't waste your time thinking and dreaming about me, right? And you start dreaming about someone that's not you, that's what you know you need to pray for. Lord, take them out of my mind, right? Huh? Is that the truth? Because I'm wasting my time thinking about somebody that is not me, right? I'm trying to say horoscopes, witchcraft, sorcery comes in many ways. Read a little bit more. Whoremongers just can't keep still. That whoremonger is a can't keep still spirit. You just be over in everything, shaking, moving, wanting to touch, wanting to feel. Sit still.
Right.
Put some clothes on.
Yes.
Moloch, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh? That yeah, that spirit of Moloch.
Yes.
Read a little bit more.
Murderers.
If I can't kill you with a gun, I'm going to kill you with my words.
Right.
I'm going to say something that I know is going to get up under your skin.
Right.
That's you. You got a murdering spirit.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Think things that are not true.
Right.
I'm going to make it all up in my mind. I'm going to create this whole little movie.
Right.
This little scenario in my mind. Huh? Daddy, you got a murdering spirit. Read a little bit more. We already talked about Moloch.
Whosoever.
Hold up. Whoever does what?
Whosoever loveth
and maketh
alive.
That's why I tell you don't play with it.
Right.
Don't play with no lying spirit.
Yeah.
That's nothing to play with people. Oh, I'm just joking. Nah, brother. Nah, sister.
Right.
Don't play with no lying spirit.
Right.
Let the Lord joke with you in eternity. I don't want the Lord to look at me and give me a psych. That's true, sister. I don't want the Lord to give me no psych. Come on in, psych. You're going to hell, right? No. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus ain't going to play with you like that.
Right.
But I mean, you don't want nobody to do you like that, do you?
Right.
That's like the people on Scepter. Scepter bus beep slide, slowing down like he going to pick you up, leave the door shut.
Yeah.
You be seeing people.
Yep,
what in the world you slow down for? The light is green. Keep on moving. Oh, I thought somebody was going to get off. I'm sorry. You just stuck. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just stuck. You don't want the Lord to do you like that, do you?
No.
All right, I'm done. I trust that I done gave y'all enough. As I said, I didn't get into my lesson all the way, but you got my notes.
Right.
Don't let anybody try to show you a different way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Lord said, you, one of those scriptures on your paper there, what is that, John? If you go down the scriptures I wrote out, John 8:24, what does it say there? You'll die in what? When the Lord came to save you from your sin. The Lord said, you're going to die in your sin. Why will I die in my sin, Jesus? Because you don't believe. If you believe not, you do what? Yeah, you'll die in your sin. Next verse, what next, that next scripture that put in?
it.
Yeah.
But ye believe not because you are not of my sheep.
Hold up. Well, if I don't belong to Jesus, who do I belong to? Yeah. It's only two headships in the world. Yeah. You either following Jesus or you're following Satan, right? Yeah. I don't want nothing to do with Jesus. Okay. Well, ain't nobody else left but the devil.
Right.
I don't believe in all that Jesus mess. Okay. Ain't nothing else left for you but right. Satan. And I'm telling you right now, Satan's nothing but a liar.
Yes.
He's nothing but a murderer.
Yes.
He's nothing but a deceiver.
Yes.
Now don't come to me crying, because I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Go tell your daddy.
Right?
Who is your daddy? Satan. You are your father, the devil.
Right?
Go tell your daddy, I'm sick of you lying to me, right? You would see them kids. Them kids. Shame on the parents. Shame on the parents. Make the promises to them kids. Your daddy said he's going to come pick you up this afternoon. Kids be waiting at the door. Daddy's coming. Daddy's on his way. Supposed to be at 5 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock at night. Still sitting there at the door waiting for daddy. That don't even look good, do it? Because eventually that child going to look at you and call you something you don't want to hear. Your daddy said he's coming. I don't want to talk to him. Tell him don't come. Why? Because he don't never do nothing he said he going to do. That's a nice way of putting it. But an adult can call you for what you really are. If you say, well, why he don't want me to come over there? He said, because you's a liar. And he can't believe nothing that you say. Because you keep making promises and promises. And you don't, but you don't, but I don't. No, he said, you's a liar. That man don't like to hear that. That get down into him. Ain't got nobody to trust me. No, you set yourself up. Why? Because you didn't keep your word. Huh? I'm trying to tell you, don't go running to your mom. Don't go running to your girlfriend. Say, I don't want to do it. Go tell your daddy. You are of your father, the devil. He was a liar and a murderer from the very beginning. Why? Because he abode not in the truth, right? Does that make sense? Yeah. Alice Scudder, you shouldn't say it. But the beautiful thing, I did not say it. It's in your own Bible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that Elder Scudder, he's, nah, man, you better go say that about Jesus.
Right.
You going to say it? He said, oh, that Jesus, he's tough. Yes, he is tough. He mean what he say, right? He mean what he say. He intends for you to do what he tell you to do, saints, all right? Trust y'all got something about the word. Hide the word in your heart, you may not sin again.